ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जयामुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवतीरुत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। वेलकम ऑल ऑफ यू श्रीमद् भागवतम। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम 10th कैंटो 63rd चैप्टर। लॉर्ड कृष्णा फाइट्स विद वानासुर। टेक्स्ट नंबर 45। अयम् ममेष्टो दयितो अनुवर्ती मया भयं दत्तं अमुष्य देव संपाद्यतां तद् भवतः प्रसादो यथा हि ते दैत्यपतौ प्रसादः। अयम् ममेष्टो दयितोऽनुवर्ती मया भयं दत्तममुष्य देव संपाद्यतां तद्प्रसादो यता हिते दैत्यपतौ प्रसादः। अयम् ममेष्टो दयितोऽनुवर्ती मया भयं दत्तममुष्य देव संपाद्यतां तद्भवता प्रसादो यथा हि ते दैत्यपतौ प्रसादः। अयम् ममेष्टो दयितोऽनुवर्ती मया भयं दत्तममुष्य देव संपाद्यतां तद्भवता प्रसादो यथा हि ते दैत्यपतौ प्रसादः।
Please. यथा हिते दैत्यपतौ प्रसादः
अयम् दिस् मम माय इष्टः फेवर्ड दैतः वेरी डियर अनुवर्ती फॉलोअर मया बाय मी अभयम् फियरलेसनेस दत्तम् गिवन अमुष्य हिज देव ओ लॉर्ड संपाद्यताम प्लीज लेट मी लेट इट बी ग्रांटेड तत् देयरफॉर भवतः योर प्रसादः ग्रेस यथा एज ही इंडीड ते योर दैत्य ऑफ द डीमंस पतौ फॉर द चीफ प्रह्लाद प्रसादः ग्रेस ट्रांसलेशन दिस बाणासुर इज माय डियर एंड फेथफुल फॉलोअर एंड आई हैव अवॉर्डेड हिम फ्रीडम फ्रॉम फियर देयरफॉर माय लॉर्ड प्लीज ग्रांट हिम योर मर्सी जस्ट एज यू शोड मर्सी टू प्रह्लाद द लॉर्ड ऑफ द डीमंस परपोर्ट लॉर्ड शिवा feels inclined to help Banasura because the demon showed great devotion to Lord Shiva when he provided musical accompaniment for Shiva's Tandava dance. Another reason Bana is the object of Lord Shiva's favor is that he is a descendant of the great devotee of great devotees Prahlad and Bali Maharaj.
Om Agyanati Mirandhasya जनांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरुवे नमः श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामय्यं तदासी स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्री गुरु वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागर जातां सहगणा रघुनाथं वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पदां सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितंश्च हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेशा गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानु सुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः श्री कृष्णा चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 रामा राम राम हरे हरे
हरे कृष्णा लॉर्ड शिवा इज सेइंग दिस बाणासुर इज माय डियर फेथफुल फॉलोअर एंड आई हैव अवॉर्डेड हिम फियर फ्रीडम फ्रॉम फियर देयरफॉर माय लॉर्ड प्लीज ग्रांट हिम योर मर्सी जस्ट एज यू शोड मर्सी टू प्रह्लाद द लॉर्ड ऑफ डीमंस So the scenario is like this. There was a great fight, which you have heard all descriptions. Very amazing fight between Lord Shiva, Lord Krishna, and Satyaki, Pradyumna with the soldiers of Banasura and Banasura himself, and Lord Krishna with Banasura. Amazing fight. It said all demigods were also watching from the sky. This amazing, most amazing, unbelievable fight. But Sri Krishna performs all these wonderful activities to attract the hearts of devotees. And also simultaneously teach all of us so many wonderful principles that will help us in our life while we are living in the material world on our way back home, back to Godhead. So in this situation, Lord Shiva is speaking here and he is praying to Lord Krishna, because he also has been defeated by Lord Krishna and he has taken now shelter, is surrendered to him, offering prayers, glorifying him. Very beautiful prayers he is offering. And now in this verse he is actually doing recommendation for Banasura to Lord Krishna. This verse gives us great hope in life. Sri Krishna loves his devotees so much that there is nothing more dear to Sri Krishna than his devotees. And there is nothing as dear as Sri Krishna to his devotees. We have heard in the pastime of Ambarish Maharaj that Durvasa Muni goes from place to place. Everybody just raises their hands. He goes to Vaikuntha, meets Lord Vishnu. And Vishnu also raises his hands. Says, I am helpless. My chakra, I am not able to control. Wherever my devotees are offended, my chakra is out of my control. So what is to be done? He is asking Lord Vishnu. And Lord Vishnu is saying, please go down and take shelter of Ambarish Maharaj. So there is nothing more painful to the Lord more than offending his devotees. When his devotees get hurt, it is very painful to the Lord, and Lord also is unable to forgive till the devotee forgives. And that time Lord Vishnu tells Durvasa Muni that, I don't know anybody else but my devotees. My devotees don't know anybody else but me. I reside in their hearts and they reside in my heart. Such a beautiful thing actually. This gives us great assurance that we become a trace of one of them, then we'll have the same shelter and same protection, same fearlessness, same freedom from anxiety that the devotees have. So Lord Shiva is one of the greatest devotees of the Lord. His greatness is unlimited. What devotion he has to Sri Krishna is amazing. When he heard about Rasleela being taking place in Vrindavan, so he came running like a wind. He came running, insatiable wind, and he was stopped by the gopis, and they said, "If you want to enter here, you have to become a woman. You have to become a gopi." So now he's Mahadev, he's son of Lord Brahma, but even Brahma worships him. Such a great personality is Mahadev. And he has his wife, Parvati Devi, also so great. He has his position also. He has respect from all demigods. And he has been asked here to become one. He is not here, okay, I'll come after some time. I'll think about it. No, his devotional attraction for Sri Krishna's service is so great that not even a moment passed. He said, how to become? Let me know. So they said, go to Mansarovar across Jamuna. Take bath there and you'll attain the body of gopi. And he again rushed like wind across Jamuna, jumped in Mansarovar, the divine pond made out of tears of Radharani when she got little angry when Krishna came late for Rasleela. So she sat there and cried, a pond full of tears, hot pond full of tears of anguish and separation. Such a esoteric pond that is across Jamuna. There he took bath and immediately assumed the body of a gopi. And with same speed of a wind he came running back to the Rasmandal. The gopis were standing there and they laughed at him. Why they laughed at him? It was very funny, because he became a gopi, the snakes didn't become gopi. The snakes over him, her now, remained same. So you can imagine a very beautiful lady with beautiful features and shringar, if she has snakes around head and neck and hands, arms, how funny it will look. So looking at that, they laughed. But their laughter was full of appreciation. Then look at this personality. He doesn't even care how does he look. Is he a laughing stock, or is he going to become woman, being a man? Does he have any concern about any external situation? But they were very pleased with him. So Lalita Devi did his shringar actually. And then holding by the hand, she took her now, Gopeshwar Mahadev, Gopi Shiva, right inside the middle of Rasmandal. And there she gave Chamar in her hands. And very beautifully, great love and devotion in the eyes, eyes filled with tears, she offered Chamar Seva in between, beholding the beautiful lotus faces of the divine couple, serving them in the middle of the Rasmandal. Such a beautiful, blissful scenario. And then again Lalita Devi with great appreciation brought her back and said, we are so pleased with your mood of devotion that we request you to please stand out here and guard our Rasmandal, that no inauspicious unwanted elements enter and contaminated this area. So since then Lord Shiva is staying there, just at the outskirts of Rasamandal, at the bank of Jamuna and Vrindavan, as Gopeshwar Mahadev. And every evening they dress him, the Shivalinga, as a gopi, Dulai Sringar, commemorating and remembering the beautiful mood of Lord Shiva. To what extent he can go to serve Sri Krishna. So whenever we see Lord Shiva and Gopeshwar Mahadev Bhav, simply fully absorbed in the mood of serving Krishna in whatever way he can. So difficult for us to even give up our male ego, what to speak of giving up our male body and becoming a female body. Lord Shiva has no concern about it. Anything and anything is possible for him. At the same time, when he requested Lord Krishna to show his Mohini Murti, Mohini form, Lord Krishna said, no, it will be very bewildering for you. So no, I will manage. And as soon as Lord Vishnu turned into Mohini, he became so enamored, not out of the physical beauty of Mohini, he was enamored by the Lord himself actually, with his amazing feature of Mohini, started running behind him like anything. And then Mohini purposefully and strategically started removing one by one clothes and started throwing away and still running. And then strategically Mohini ran in between the sadhus who were meditating on Lord Shiva and who were the topmost of all renunciants. They are worshipping Lord Shiva because he is the topmost of all renunciant, most virakta. And she runs through them, and their meditation upon Lord Shiva gets disturbed. And they say, oh, what kind of lady is this? Anyway, forget her, get back to meditation. And they get back to the meditation. And soon they see their worshipable, most virakta Lord Shiva running behind that woman. And they were totally bewildered. What is happening? You are worshipping him and he is running behind a woman. Lord Shiva is not bothered. You see, when you are a leader and you have followers, you know, for you it is very important to keep your image in the followers. Very important thing. You cannot expect following or some good instruction to be given to the followers unless you maintain the respect and image in the heart of the followers. If they are worshipping him for renunciation, he has to keep some dignity of himself to maintain, you know. But he's not bothered. His devotion to Lord Krishna and Lord Vishnu is so deep that he's expressing the renunciation in such a way that he doesn't even bother about what they will feel about him against his devotion to Lord Krishna. He's ready to give up that position also. Who cares? My Lord is in front of me. I'm running behind him. His renunciation another way that he is staying under Kailash Parvat. And you know, Kailash Parvat is a tree. Of course, it's a very divine tree. It is millions of miles spread around all directions, and there's such a shade, and he's meditating on Lord Ram, Lord Krishna, deep meditation, and Parvati is serving him. So Parvati said, my Lord, we are grihasthas, you know, sometimes we should have a house also. We can stay in the house. He said, okay, fine. So it is not that he didn't have anything, that's why he was staying under a tree. He was a real renunciant, he had all the powers. So he created an aerial mansion. Very amazing palace, you know, which had in between all lakes and walkways and pathways and highways and all furniture made of gold and ivory and all kinds of opulence, all veins and everything what you need for a grihasthi life. So Parvati said that now as we are doing Graha Pravesh, we should call all sadhus, all saptarishis and everybody. Their guests were special guests, not like our guests. Their guests were all the devatas, all the rishis, saptarishis, great personalities, various incarnations of the Lord. So many things were there. They called everybody and so many sadhus came. And at the time of Graha Pravesh, when the yagya is over, one is supposed to give donations, you know. So Parvati Devi and Lord Shiva sat down and they were giving donations to all the people, especially Brahmins who came. And they were giving liberally and liberally and liberally everything. And one Brahmin came and said, "I give me this house only." So he immediately said, "Tathastu." He gave the house and went back to the under the tree to perform his meditation. Such is the personality of Lord Shiva. And so dear, there are so many interactions between Lord and Lord Krishna and Lord Shiva in various pastimes in the history and Puranas. So such a personality is glorified as Vaishnavana Nathashambhu, the best of all the Vaishnavas. Very, very dear to the Lord. Although he sometimes acts siding the demon and fighting from demon side with Krishna, but Sri Krishna never fails to understand his devotion. All this is a loving interaction between he and him and his devotee. And such a personality who worshipped him, so many demons worshipped him. Ravan also worshipped him. And Banasura also worshipped him. Banasura actually first worshipped him and gained those 1,000 arms. He will say, "I want to serve you." And with those 1,000 arms, Banasura played 500 mridangas. And Lord Shiva was doing his Tandava Nitya, which is his one of the important services. And Lord Shiva was very pleased with him. And Lord Shiva gave him a lot of benedictions because of that. So, in one sense, although being demoniac, Banasura was very truly devoted to Lord Shiva. And because of that, Lord Shiva gave him full shelter and awarded him fearlessness. And now, when Lord Krishna started actually doing treatment of Banasura, what was Banasura's disease? He had big pride because of his 1,000 arms. He was thinking he was so great, nobody can defeat him. He had such powers awarded by Lord Shiva. He became so proud, he started harassing all the demigods and devotees and creating havoc. And he was powdering all the mountains, he was uprooting all the trees, he was just disturbing every living entity was coming across him, every region where he was traversing. It was like a big nuisance. But he was actually a devotee of Lord Shiva. So because of that, when Lord Krishna took his weapons and started cutting his arms one after another, 996 arms were cut. At that time Lord Shiva approached Lord Krishna and said, "Please, my Lord, he is my devotee. Please spare him. Please be kind upon him. Please give blessings to him." Because a pure devotee, and as well as Lord Sri Krishna, never forgets any service that is done to them. We may forget our services. We may give up our devotional life and resume our material life as before and keep performing sinful activities, sense gratification as before, giving up our Krishna consciousness. But a pure devotee and Sri Krishna, they never forget what we have done in service to them. Our example is our Srila Prabhupada, you know, who is, so many devotees joined him in the early days, and so many devotees took positions in his temples, and so many devotees stole money and went away. So many devotees misused their authority and did some manipulation in rules and regulations. So many devotees preached wrong things out of enthusiasm and ignorance, whatever. But more significant is, so many devotees stole money and went away. But Srila Prabhupada was so kind. When they came back, he immediately accepted them. In fact, he would wait for them. Where is he? When is he coming? So, there are so many stories that Srila Prabhupada's life we see. There's one devotee, Srila Prabhupada told in one lecture that if you ever go to China and preach, I will take that devotee back to Godhead. And like this audience, many devotees were there. One of the devotees was very inspired. And he went to China. He preached. And he took sannyas. I forgot his name. I don't remember his name. He took sannyas. He again preached. Really did good preaching. Prabhupada was very pleased. And one day he left Krishna consciousness. You know, this material world is so delicate a place actually. If you are not very cautious, we may fall down from the highest position. We may forget Krishna from the very highest position, like Bharat Maharaj also somehow lost the situation achieved by so much of efforts. So this devotee left his sannyas, left his devotion, started doing everything. And one day after a long time, giving up association of devotees, you know, he developed cancer. And cancer, you know, is such a disease that brings everybody to senses back. So much pain is there in that, so much suffering is there. So he was like seeking, first he sought for his mother and he contacted her somehow. So mother said, you left me when you were very young and you know, I also had difficult time to accept you and I mean to understand you and to accept what you were doing. So, and you still left me and went away and I managed to detach myself from you. Now I cannot connect with you again as son after so many years of services. I mean so many years of life. So please forgive me. Our ways are different and you manage yourself. So he contacted devotees somehow. And he sent the same thing. Please, I am in pain, I need shelter. And devotees, you know, immediately accepted him, welcomed him. He was in pain in the temple and started serving him. And then he was like regaining his lost life. And he was about to die very soon. He came to last stages. And one day, Srila Prabhupada came in the dream of his mother. She didn't meet Prabhupada ever. But Prabhupada appeared in her dreams and told, your son is in so-and-so temple. Please go and visit him. He is about to die. So the mother, whatever guidance Prabhupada gave in the dream, she searched out the temple and she reached the temple. And sure enough, she saw her son on deathbed there. She was so happy. And then when she entered, she saw the deity of Prabhupada. And she said, yes, this person came to my dream yesterday and told me about you. And he was interacting with his mother. And after some time, he was so weak actually. He was so weak that he was unable to lift his hand also, his finger also, his eyelids also. Anything he was unable to move. So weak he was. And then suddenly, such a weak person just got up from the bed and said, Prabhupada, you came? And he fell down and he died. That means Prabhupada fulfilled his promise that I will take that person back to Godhead who will preach in China. So even this person must have forgotten all this long story happened so many years back. But Srila Prabhupada can never forget. He never forgot. He always remembered. Whatever little service rendered by devotees to help him in the movement, he always remembered those services in gratitude. That my Guru Maharaj gave me order to preach in the Western world. And so many of Western devotees, all of you, he said, you have joined me to help me to fulfill the mission of my Gurudev, to complete the order of my Gurudev. So you are helping me. I am so grateful to you. He cried on his Guru Maharaj's birthday, appearance day, when he was giving speech. We hear it so many times on the speaker that he burst out crying in the end. I am so grateful to you. You are so kind upon me to help me in the mission of my Gurudev. So this is the nature of pure devotees. And this is very conducive for us. This is very favorable for us. Because you know, we are such people that our devotion always waves up and down, up and down. In the morning we are devotional, evening we are fully materialistic. Afternoon we are lusty and we are running after things. And in between we are angry and we are offending people. We are like waves in the ocean, you know. We can't predict what size of wave it will be. In such a condition, in a precarious condition, it's a great solace to know that pure devotees like Prabhupada and the spiritual masters are very merciful, very kind, and also never forget whatever little service you have rendered to them and to Krishna. And that is why, however sinful and fallen and undesiring we may be to achieve the ultimate goal of life, they are very kind and they keep putting us back on the track. So Banasuri, what is he doing? He is fighting with Supreme Lord himself. But still, at the right opportune time, Lord Shiva approached Lord Krishna. Right opportune time. Maybe two more arms would have been cut. Maybe some severe punishment would have been done. But right time, the pure devotee whose shelter Banasur had taken, he approached the right authority and said, "My Lord, please be kind." And Sri Krishna said, "Yes, yes, yes. Immediately, I accept whatever you say." There is no debate. There is no discussion. There is no further pleading. He glorified, see, till last 44th verse, he is glorifying Krishna. In 45th verse, there is one shlok request, one line request. And next verse you read, Sri Krishna, see Bhagavan watch, that yes, I grant you. He should be saved. I bless him that he will remain under your shelter. He will become one of your great associates. And all mercy will be upon him. Anyway, his now ego is corrected by me. So he will be rightly situated. So all blessings that is required, already offered. Why? Because a pure devotee is requesting Krishna. When a pure devotee requests Krishna, Sri Krishna is in so much love with him, he cannot deny him. When Radharani recommends somebody to Krishna, Sri Krishna cannot deny. She says, "Here is a devotee who is more devoted than me. Please accept him in your shelter. Otherwise he may not look at us. You may call out. He may not respond. But as soon as the devotee recommends, immediately he will look at us." And how does a pure devotee think? Always thinks that, "Oh, this is better than me. He is better than me. She is better than me. Please accept him." And Sri Krishna is so obliged by the devotion. In fact, the core reason of Sri Krishna's leelas and the core reason of Sri Krishna's arrival in the material world is simply because he loves devotees. Rest all killing demons and the mission and whatever is there, definitely, no doubt about it. And the heart of his heart is always trying to perform activities to please his devotees. Otherwise, he could have just come in the heart of Hiranyakashipu in the smallest possible form and cut his main arteries and he would have finished Hiranyakashipu. But such a beautiful, unbelievable, unimaginable activities he has done to kill Hiranyakashipu. So time immemorial, we all are reciting the story again and again, and performing the same drama again and again, thousands of times. Right? Because he wants to please devotees. Even though he has left his material world and gone to spiritual world, finishing his pastimes, still his aim and the purpose to please the devotees never ceases to be. He's constantly trying to please the devotees. And there's always eternal competition. Devotees trying to please him, he trying to please devotees. Devotees trying to serve him, he trying to serve his devotees. Devotees trying to be subservient to him, he trying to become subservient to him, the devotees. And this is the beauty of devotional service. The eternal, sweet, loving, capturing, heart-melting situation which pleases the devotees and the Lord as well together. And the interaction between the devotees and the Lord, like it is said that the way lovers interact, boy and a girl who are in love, nobody can describe actually what's going on in the interior chambers. Nobody is able to understand what's going on in the heart when they are in love. Similarly, this is material example, material girl and a boy. But when Sri Krishna and his devotees come in picture and there is a loving affair between them, what exactly happens in the heart of the devotees and Sri Krishna, nobody can predict. And what they will do at different times, nobody can predict. Like Krishna left Mathura. I am left for Mathura from Vrindavan. Looks like a cruel activity. But this activity was of activity of great love and mercy and kindness upon gopis. Because he loved them so much, he wanted to give them the highest of all benefits of the Vipralamba Bhav. So, previously he was one figure amongst many. And sometimes he would multiply. But most of the times, except Ras Leela, he was only one person. And so many gopis were there, and so many Gwalbal and Papa, Mummy, and so many elderly gopas. But leaving Vrindavan, going to Mathura, he entered in each and every Brijvasi's heart, not only gopis, every single Brijvasi's heart in bhava form, and gave them utkat, most intense association. So it was an act of deep love, which is inconceivable. How this can be possible? But this is how he loves his pure devotee. He told even Rukmini Devi, what my mother used to feed me was so tasty. Your food is also tasty. So the loving relationship between the devotees and Sri Krishna makes him do anything for them. He can do anything for them, actually anything for them. That's why devotees have no fear. One who takes shelter of Sri Krishna, why he has no fear? Because he knows my Lord loves me so much. I may forget him, but he will never forget me. Whatever I have done, whatever little I want to do, even if I want to do, even that Krishna notices. That's why devotees attain nirbhay situation, because he is the personality so magnanimous that he never forgets a little service. That's why we say, he himself has told in Bhagavad Gita, Svalpam apyasya dharmasya, neha vikramana shosti pratyavayo na vidyate. Svalpam apyasya dharmasya trayate mahuto bhayate. Why that little service will deliver us from greatest danger? Because he never forgets that little service that you have done. His memory card never fails. It may be insignificant service, it may be childish service, it may be unaccountable service, but if it is done with sincere devotion and love of the heart, with no duplicity, with no offense to others, Lord Krishna will notice it down. Even you have attempted and you have failed in doing that service has not resulted into any tangible gain. With the attempt, even the desire, even the plan that you want to serve also, that also he notices. See his mercy. And that is why when Sri Krishna sees such devotees attempting, his protection is already there. And such devotees take shelter of pure devotees, then they become completely assured. Now we don't have any fear. We will be saved. What to speak of taking shelter of pure devotees? Even if you are connected with devotees, unknowingly, passively, from material point of view, from relationships, still we get benefit. That much love. For example, Amogha, we read in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu past time. Amogha was a blaspheming Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, actually. Direct blasphemy to Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he happened to be Sarvam Bhattacharya's son-in-law. And he was like incessant wind, you know, criticizing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for his eating habits and for so many things. What kind of sannyasi is he? Is he a sannyasi? Look at his sense gratification like that. And then he got cholera. He was on deathbed. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and totally blessed him. Why? He said, because you are related to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, you will be forgiven of all your offenses. Just because he knew that Amogha will die of cholera, but my devotee Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya will be pained to have lost his son-in-law. He will be in grief. And I don't want that to happen. So although Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya did not plead directly, please my Lord, please save him, he knew my son-in-law is offensive. But still, Lord saved him. You see, it's a very intricate understanding that although we are not connected by heart to pure devotees, but some of you happen to be related by blood, by family, then also we are benefited. So it is also a great thing to be related to a pure devotee. For example, when I go to Barsana, I see that great saintly personality, his sister, his mother, his uncles, his grandson, they also keep coming to meet him. And I see them and I say, how fortunate they are. Just because they are related to him, they will all get the benefit of the mercy of the Lord. His mother stayed there. Whole life she performed bhajan. His sister also stayed there for so many years. She also passed away very lately. What to speak of devotees? What to speak of non-devotees also? We know that Ashwatthama was such a sinful person actually. He did such sin in the end, you know, by his bad association. He killed Draupadi's children in the sleeping condition. Such a havoc he created. He burned the tents, and from this side people were running, and he entered and he killed them. And Bhima was so angry, and they chased Vishwatthama and they brought him back. And as soon as Draupadi saw him, he said, please release him. Because Draupadi is a pure devotee. Sri Krishna was party to bringing him back also. Here is your criminal. Do whatever you want with him. Sri Krishna actually wanted to punish him. But then Draupadi said, please forgive him. Well, how is the devotee's heart? That whatever pain I have undergone, I don't want his mother to undergo. That kind of compassion Draupadi had. So Sri Krishna said, okay, fine. But still Sri Krishna cursed him. But he could have been destroyed on the spot there. But he was saved by the mercy of a pure devotee. So, pure devotee of the Lord, their compassion and their thinking, nobody can understand. Nobody can understand why Draupadi, her five sons are killed by this person. He should be punished and she should kill him, or in front of her he should be killed. That's what everybody is thinking. And she's thinking, no. The wife of Dronacharya, Kripi, the sister of Kripacharya, should not undergo the same pain of losing her son like I underwent by losing my sons. Let him live. Anyway, he is the son of our guru also. So this thinking is inconceivable. See, the situation is so intense and so emotionally surcharged. Emotions are so highly involved. Intense emotions. Nobody can think otherwise but one direction. He should be punished. But a pure devotee is always fixed on the higher platform. And his thinking is always on a higher level, which is beyond the conception of any common people around. That's why Ashwatthama was spared. And there are so many stories in scriptures. So the essence of the understanding is, we must have a pure devotee in our life. Somehow or other, we should be connected to a pure devotee. Find a pure devotee. This is the purpose of our life. If in human life we are unable to find a pure devotee, it's a great misfortune actually. Bad luck. And after we find a pure devotee, we should take shelter of the pure devotee and keep serving him. Because we may be distracted during our chanting. We may be very inattentive during Bhagavatam classes or in reading Bhagavatam or doing so many things. But if you render service, when we are rendering service, all our senses and the mind and the intelligence and the existence is involved. Right? And when service is done to Sri Krishna and pure devotees, our connection with them is very permanent and very strong. Seva is our immunity to Maya. When we perform seva to Krishna, we become immune to Maya's influence. And then we may be distracted during chanting, but our service is registered at the feet of a pure devotee, at the feet of Sri Krishna, which will always, always protect us and save us in the most dangerous situation that we may drop into. So, what to speak of pure devotee, even if we keep connection with fellow devotees who are around us? Because pure devotee may not be always available to you to connect him to. His representatives, his servants also we associate with, that same shelter is available to you to that also. And one of the easiest and the greatest ways of keeping our connection with the pure devotee is following his instruction. We may not be physically close to the pure devotee, to our Guru Maharaj. So many devotees were not close physically to Prabhupada. They hardly met him once in a while in life. Sometimes during initiation they met him. Sometimes they received diksha also through post. Sometimes they saw him only in sabha, giving lectures. They never got to interact with him. So what was their connection? Their connection was their service. Their following the instructions given by him. Even if there was no specific instruction given by him, following his general instructions like chanting Hare Krishna, following four regulative principles, reading Bhagavatam, serving devotees, worshipping deities, all the general instructions when Prabhupada was giving, they were following all their life. That's how today many of such people who never met Prabhupada so often, they are great acharyas and they are having so many disciples and preaching all over the world, so vibrant and so connected to spirituality. That is following the instruction of a spiritual master, even in his physical absence. That will keep us constantly connected. That will keep Krishna constantly remembering you, whatever you have rendered service to him through pure devotee. And that will actually protect your life. I was just talking to our principal of nursing school on her birthday. And I was telling you why devotees are so fearless. And they are so blissful in the middle of so many difficulties in life. Why their faces are so shining and glowing with happiness and effulgence and true happiness. It's not just showy happiness. The only reason is that the devotees have taken shelter of a pure devotee as Guru. And they are always following the instructions of Guru. And that's why they get all that power to face those difficulties and still remain blissful and effulgent and enlighten everybody else and spread happiness around everywhere. This is the secret of that actually. By the connection to a pure devotee, one gets freedom from all sufferings, freedom from all fear and anxiety, and receive blissful condition of the heart and spread the happiness to all people whom they meet. Wherever they go, they only spread true divine happiness. Unadulterated happiness, not materialistic, passionate happiness. Whenever you meet such devotees, you get touched by the happiness that they have, and you also temporarily, at least for temporary time, become happy and blissful. So you see the Banasura's fortune, although after committing so many sinful activities, because he was connected to Lord Shiva, he was saved actually. It's a great message for all of us. Of course, he also was, as I told, he was also connected to Prahlad Maharaj and Bali Maharaj, through the lineage of their family. So this, everything counts. Wherever and whichever way we are connected to a devotee of the Lord, it counts and it is beneficial and it is saving us. Hare Krishna. Are there any comments? Any tikka? Anybody would like to say anything? Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Lord Shiva, pure devotee ki, Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki, Adik Mas ki, Purushottam Vrat ki, Hare Krishna.